Eastern Oral History Project. And we are with Mike Saunders today. It's Thursday, April 17th, 2008. And it's Mary Jane Connor and Barbara McCarthy with Mike Saunders, who is going to talk about his life in Easton.
Well, my memory's not too good. I can't tell you the dates. I was there. I was there for quite a few years until Chet died.
So, and you were, where did you live when you were there?
From then?
No, when you lived in Easton, where did you live?
Right in the house there on the farm.
On Chet's Gifts farm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chet lived up in Greenwich. I lived on the farm there. Mm-hmm. Milked the cows. We had a herd of cows. Milked them twice a day. And,
do you remember how many?
Oh, it was 28 or so, I guess.
Wow. And did you have help, or was it just you?
Did I have help?
Yeah.
No, just me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, I'd run the farm, took care of it. And
did you have other animals, Mike?
I guess we had a couple of horses there, but I didn't use them much.
Did you have to do the field work as well?
Well, I'd spread manure and things like that with a tractor and clean the stables every day and spread the cow manure.
And when would the milk be picked up, Mike? Was it once a day they picked it up?
The milk was picked up every day. They had a big tank in there and strained the milk into it and cooled air, and then once a day a big truck come along and pumped the milk out of the tank, and we washed the tank out and filled it again.
During the hot weather, Mike, would you have to keep it cool, have to keep the milk cool?
Oh, yeah, you had a cooler. It kept the milk cool all the time. The milk, big milk tank, had a cooler that run it. And it was just a big tank that held milk. You didn't put it in cans or anything. You just strained it right into the milk tank. And we herd the cows there and milked them twice a day.
Holsteins? What kind of cows? Were they Holsteins?
Or? No, they were partially Ashers, I think. I don't remember just what all there was. There wasn't too many Holsteins. It was mostly, I guess, Ashers and Guernseys or something like that.
Now, who were your neighbors? When you lived there, who were your neighbors?
Well, Joe Hunsack lived over on the point of the lot there, and the Pearsons was on the corner, and Paul Skiff was across the field from us, and Bill, John Skiff's son was Bill, I think.
Bill Skiff.
Yeah. No, but Bill Skiff was John's brother. Stuart Skiff was on the farm over there in Bald Mountain, or not Bald Mountain, over there.
Meeting House. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was on the farm there next to Hall's.
And who was at Pearson's? Was it Hilding and Harold?
No, that was George Pearson, wasn't it, I think?
Oh, George on the corner, yep.
Yeah.
Shirley's father.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Paul Skiff was across the fields from us. We lived in the big house there on the farm, Chet Skiff's home.
It was a big old...
I worked there until Chet had a heart attack and died. Then we sold the cows out, and I left and went to Schuyler Farms.
Oh, How long do you think you were in Easton? How many years?
Oh, I don't know. It was 5-6 years or so that I was down in Easton.
And were you, is that when you said you were in the fire department?
In fire department, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I helped start the Easton Fire Department there and was in on that. And
did you have many volunteers? Did many people come forth?
What?
Did many people come forth to join the department?
The fire department?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good crowd of people in the fire department there. And we got Jack Lundberg on the roof one day, and then we took the ladder away and left him there.
Oh, so Jack was stranded on the roof.
Yeah, Jack Lundberg was a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. He's married to my niece now. They were married years after we were down in Easton.
Yeah, to Judy.
Judy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who else was in the fire department back then?
Oh, God, let's see, it was Bill Connors. What was Bill's brother's name?
Well, there was Gerald and Robert, so it's probably Gerald.
Robert, I guess.
Oh, Robert.
Robert Connors.
Okay, yeah.
And Smitty Lundberg was in the fire department, and
Did you have the fire department building there, Del? Was that building there then?
The fire department?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. I don't know what when we built it, it seems like I helped someone who built it.
You did? Yeah.
All right. Do you want to do that?
We had the fire department building there. It just seems like I forget now whether I helped them build it or it seems like I did.
I didn't know how long that building has been there.
No.
And the town give you money, or did you have to go around and fundraise?
Oh, we got money from the town, I guess. From the villages around.
Now, where did your kids go to school when you lived on Chet's
Greenreach.
Farm? Oh, so they were already centralized.
The school bus. Picked them up and took him out to Greenwich. Yeah.
Now, when you played cards, do you have any memories of the card parties when you get together?
Oh, we played cards down in the Easton Fire Department.
Yeah.
Every Monday night.
Every Monday night.
Yeah.
I belonged
to the Stillwater Rod and Gun Club, too.
You did.
And we used to play cards down there once in a while.
How did you win?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Always good.
Did you play in tables and then move around? No, just
one table with a bunch of fellas around. Mm-hmm. 5, 6, 7 fellas together playing cards at night. We'd go down on the Sunday and play cards down in the Easton Fire, in the Stillwater Rod and Gun Club.
And was that when you were living at Schuyler Farms?
Yeah. I was working at Schuyler Farms after he was with Chet's Giffen Easton. When Chet died, then he had the farm was sold, and I went to Schuyler Farms and worked on their farm there for years for them.
Farmed it most of your life?
Well, no, I went into real estate after I was with Chetsky, yeah.
And sold real estate?
Sold real estate. Mm-hmm.
And around Greenwich, right?
In Greenwich, Salem. Sold John Pemrick his house.
You did?
The teacher that was in Greenwich there.
Yeah.
Sold him his house on Cottage Street. He was always really pleased with what he got.
It's a great house, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I was a real estate salesman as well, as working on the farm.
Are there other people's houses that you remember, like people being really happy that they got their house through you?
No, I don't remember nothing.
But you remember John? That stands out to you, right?
Who?
John Pemrick.
John Pemrick, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Was he married to Roxy then when they bought
the
house?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was after I was working for Schuyler Farms. I went into real estate.
Don't do that. No more milk and cows.
Well, I went to Schuyler Farms after Chet's gift, when Chet died. Then I went to Schuyler Farms and worked for them for a few years, but then went into real estate.
Did you miss the cows?
Oh, yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
Liked farming?
Yeah, I liked farming. It was good.
Mike, when you would you mention Joe, anything you want to say about Joe Honeysack? Any memories you have?
Joe was a good egg. He was a friend of mine.
He was,
yeah. Why, did you know Joe?
Yes, I did, yeah. He was a friend of my father's and my uncle's, and he would do, like, you know, he would help build, they built on the Connor farm, they had a little barn, and then they expanded, and Joe was,
yeah, helped build it.
Yeah, yeah. Joe helped build
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Joe was a good carpenter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Joe was a friend of mine.
And did you know Mike and John?
Oh, yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. I belonged to Easton Fire Department for years there. While I was done.
So they might have been in the fire department too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Were the Honeysack boys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know Ad Pearson too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was quite a hunter. He liked shit.
Stuart Skiff.
And Stuart
was on the Skiff farm over there.
And he lives there with Stuart and Carol live on that farm now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I worked for Chet, of course. Chet was up in Greenwich in the store, but then Chet had a heart attack and died, and I quit work for him. I went to Schuyler Farms
and then
in Bald Mountain, worked at Schuyler Farms for years.
And then did Bill take over the farm, the store? When Chet died, did Bill start?
I think probably. I forget when Chet died, well, then I quit working for him. That's when he died that I quit working. For Skiss, they sold the farm out down there.
Boy, that was a big house you lived in.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Right? It had that big staircase in the front.
Had
Am
the
I
one.
Thinking of that house? Is that the house you lived in?
The one on the farm there in Easton.
With the big staircase going upstairs?
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How did you heat the house in the winter, Mike?
How did you heat that house?
Oh, you had a furnace in there.
Did it oil?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. Probably did.
I think that's what it was. Yeah, I forget how many years I worked there. Then when I quit there, I went to Chet's Gifts. Mm-hmm. And worked for Chet on the farm up in Greenwich there for a little, and then Chet died, I guess.
No, Gail was telling me about potatoes. Like, when you were young, did your parents, did your mother and father, did they grow potatoes?
Oh, they used to have potatoes, yeah. Never grew any big crops like the regular potato farmers or anything like that.
Just for yourself?
Just for themselves.
Did you guys have a garden down on Chet's farm?
Oh, down Taft's, yeah, I had a garden there.
What did you grow?
Oh, beets and radishes and carrots and string beans, things like that.
Did it grow
sweet corn? Sweet corn, yeah.
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 That sounds good. Yeah. Well, it's great to talk to you. It's great that I'm so happy that we found you and that you could. You're so nice that you were willing to have us put you on tape. Do you want to listen to yourself on the tape?
No, I'm all right.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you for everything.
We're going to have this in the library, so thank you very much.
Oh.
Thank you, Mike. That was great.
Good talking to you.